The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. We've made several programs on the missing link in our educational system that hasn't taught the true values of life, and we see what a mess this world and our nation, our young people, and our kids are in. We have failed to base our education on the word of the master educator, God Almighty. But that problem will be fixed in the near future. Proper education and true values of life will be restored to this earth. For God will send Jesus Christ back to this earth to fix everything that's wrong. And Christ will use force to get the world's attention. And after he gets the world's attention, he will begin the new educational program of teaching the true values of life. Now, this won't be the first time that this right education or true values has been taught. God taught them to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. But very shortly, Adam and Eve rejected that proper form of education because it had some do's and don'ts. And mankind doesn't like being governed by a set of laws that has do's and don'ts. God also sent his true servants down through history to teach his law of do's and don'ts that amply expresses the true values of life before the flood and after the flood. God took special time and care and concern to teach his laws to the nation of Israel. And when they were in harmony with God's laws, things went well for them. But when they lived contrary to God's law, they had all kinds of troubles. So God finally had no choice but to allow them to do it their way apart from God, just as he had done to all other nations. So Israel was taken captive in the 7th century B.C., and they wandered through other nations for probably about 2,000 years. But God had to fulfill his unconditional promise that he made to Abraham that he would give the birthright blessings to his seed. England is a descendant of Abraham through Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. So is the United States. England struggled many years to become a powerful nation and empire. With God's help, they made it. Then later, the United States struggled for many years to become an independent and the greatest and most powerful nation the world has ever known. And we made it by the hand of the mighty God of Jacob that helped us as well. Notice what God had to say in Genesis 49, telling us how that he would help Joseph. That's the United States and the British people. Genesis 49, beginning in verse 22. Joseph is a fruitful branch, a fruitful branch by a well. His branches run over the wall. The archers have bitterly grieved him, shot at him, and hated him. But his bow remained in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From there is a shepherd, the stone of Israel. God is saying what he would do, telling the modern nations of Israel and the English people what he would do, how he would help and protect and bless them, because he had made that promise to Abraham, and he had to fulfill this. And God has done this in our day. Verse 25, by the God of your father, who will help you, and by the Almighty, who will bless you, with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, blessings of the breast, and blessings of the womb. The blessings of your father have excelled the blessings of my ancestors up to the utmost bounds of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him who was separated from his brothers. And as I said, the United States and the British people, they are the modern descendants of Joseph, and they have been blessed. God made this promise to Abraham. And this isn't the only place, but God made an unconditional promise to Abraham that he would bless his seed. And we know that the United States and the British people have been the most blessed and the most powerful nations on the face of the earth. This is a prophecy and a blessing we have seen fulfilled. And we are so illiterate of God's word that we don't recognize and give God praise for it. And instead of teaching God's way and his prophecies, we have ignored and turned our back on them and try to just kick God out of our nation and our life, and we have just about succeeded in doing that. but all things will be restored under the rule of Jesus Christ on the earth, including proper education and true values. Notice what God had to say in Acts 3, beginning in verse 19. Acts 3, beginning in verse 19. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Now, this is a command that Christ is giving us for today, although we have, as a nation and as a world, ignored this command. But this command will be fulfilled when Christ returns and sets up His government and His throne on this earth. Yes, most everyone will repent after Jesus Christ returns. That is, that are still living. Verses 20 through 21 has this to say, and that He may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all His holy prophets since the world began. Did you notice that, my friend? Verse 21, whom heaven must receive, speaking of Christ, until the times of restoration of all things. Yes, Christ is coming back to this earth to restore the government of God on this earth. God's government will be restored on the earth, and so will proper educational values as well. The way to live your personal life and treat your spouse, your kids, your neighbor, the way to give, will be restored on this earth. Notice in verses 22 through 26, for Moses truly said to the fathers, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear in all things whatever he says to you. And it shall come to pass that every soul who will not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. Yes, that time is coming, my friends, that if you don't listen to God's word and you don't get in line with God's standard of living, then you won't be around. Plainly says so right here. And it would pay big dividends if you would take that seriously today and heed that warning and shape your life, your attitude, and your mind, and your character according to God and Christ. Verse 24, yes, and all the prophets from Samuel and those who follow, as many as have spoken, have also foretold these days. You are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying to Abraham, and in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed. God is speaking spiritually here through the seed of Abraham, the lineage of Abraham, right on down through David. Christ came, and Christ has been and is a spiritual blessing. And the United States and the British people, this is a physical blessing as well that he's speaking of here. The United States and the British people, they have been the physical blessings of all nations on the face of the earth, because we have been the great givers and the great peacekeepers and peacemakers. What little peace that we've had. We have been the stability of this earth. Verse 26, to you first, God, having raised up his servant Jesus, sent him to bless you and turning away every one of you from your iniquities. Now that would be good, my friends, if you would decide that you want to turn away from your iniquities now. But if you don't now, there is a time coming that you will. You will have no other choice except death unless you do this. This will happen big time after Christ returns, because he will be teaching his way and his law, turning away everyone from their iniquity. God gave Adam and Eve and the pre-flood world as well as a post-flood world and ancient Israel, his chosen people, the opportunity to live under his rule, under his government. But they rejected it, and so have the modern nations of Israel, and the modern world for that matter, and the modern nations of Israel, the United States, and the British people. Notice what God had to say in Deuteronomy chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgments, which I teach you to observe, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Eternal, your God, of your fathers is giving you. Yes, God said, notice this, my friend. God said, now listen, O Israel, to the statutes and the judgments. In other words, listen to my laws, because they teach you how to live and how to have a happy life. Everyone will listen in God's world to the great educator, or they won't be around. God makes that very plain. Verse 2, you shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take away from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Eternal your God, which God has commanded you. Your eyes have seen what the Eternal did at Baal Peor, for the Lord your God has destroyed from among you all the men that followed Baal Peor. In other words, those that went a-whoring and didn't listen to God, God destroyed them from among the people at that time. But you who held fast to the Eternal your God are alive today, every one of you. Surely I have taught you statutes and judgment, just as the Eternal my God commanded me, that you should act according to them in the land which you go to possess. And that's a shame that we haven't acted according to God's statutes and judgments and His commandments, because things would be going well for us today if we had. Therefore, be careful to observe them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, who will hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. I wish that nations could say that about us today. Don't you? A good understanding have all they that keep His commandments. So said David in the book of Psalms. And this is what God is saying. He said that our understanding would be so great that people would look at us and say, what a great nation this is. Verse 7, for what great nation is there that has God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us, for whatever reason we may call upon Him? And what great nation is there that has such statutes and righteous judgments as are in all this law which I set before you this day? Only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and your grandchildren, especially concerning the day you stood before the Lord your God in Horeb, when the Lord said to me, gather the people to me, and I will let them hear my voice, or hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children. God is speaking of the time that He gave His Ten Commandments in the codified form from the Mount of Horeb, or Mount Sinai, when He gave them to ancient Israel shortly after He delivered them out of the land of Egypt. God says, teach them to your kids and to your kid, generation after generation. Well, I see my time is just about up, my friends. We'll pick this up in our next program. If you would like to have more information about the restoration of true values and the missing link in education, then keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program and call us, the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, at 573-238-3675 and request our free booklet, God's Holy Days, and the article, Does God Have a Plan for All Mankind? This booklet and this article will help you understand the plan of salvation and how the missing link in true values of proper education will be taught and lived. Call us at 573-238-3675, the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, and request your free booklet, God's Holy Days, and the article, Does God Have a Plan for All Mankind? Thanks for listening, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.